Okay, let's go right on to John. Are you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for
So,
calling in. What's on your mind?
you were talking at the beginning of the show about niacinamide for osteoarthritis. I have ankylosing spondylitis. I was wondering if it would help for that, and if you had any other recommendations for supplement AS, and also whether it would be worthwhile seeing a chiropractor or if I'm better off staying away from a chiropractor.
Well, I never tell folks they're better off staying away from chiropractors because chiropractors do a lot of good. But chiropractic, as far as I'm aware, and I'd be happy to be informed differently by a good chiropractor, but as far as I'm aware, it is not really susceptible to chiropractic, the ankylosing spondylitis. Now, there are some approaches that we've used, among other places, at Tahoma Clinic for ankylosing spondylitis, but the last time I worked with somebody with that, was, my goodness, almost a decade ago, folks seemed to go elsewhere for help with that. However, that gentleman did have about 50 to 60% of his symptoms eliminated, and he was still left with some, but he was a lot better off than he was before. So I'd be looking for probably a natural medicine doctor before I went to the chiropractor, sir.
And how about the niacinamide or any other supplements?
As far as I'm aware, I could be wrong, but I don't think that's going to help with ankylosing spondylitis. It's just an entirely different thing. Remember, with that one, we're treating osteoarthritis, and somebody discovered the cause, namely the mitochondria aren't working as well as they might be, and the niacinamide helps to rejuvenate them, etc. But that's not the cause of ankylosing spondylitis. It's thought to have something to do with an autoimmune problem that may result with a bacteria in the gut. I'd have to look that one up from the prior gentleman I worked with. But even so, it's not. I don't think it's niacinamide responsive.
Any other supplements you might suggest?
Well, one thing, it's just a general one, sir, and it's kind of a broad thing, and that is it is an inflammatory condition. And nature's inflammatory for humans, as well as for fish, is called omega-3 fatty acids. Chances are you've done this already, but have you gotten yourself onto a fairly high dose, but safe dose, of fish oil?
Yeah, I take high dose of fish oil with curcumin, icarin, and resveratrol.
Good for you. What's the high dose of fish oil?
I think it's about 500 of not fish oil, but the actual DHA and EPA. I take two of those a day.
All right, sir. Well, one thing you could try, as it's safe to do, it's a bit of a nuisance, but it is safe to do. If you've got 500 to 1,000 milligrams of DHA and EPA, you're at the equivalent of about 1.5 to 2 teaspoons of fish oil. Now, when a person really has an inflammatory condition, and I've worked with a lot of people with a lot of inflammatory conditions before we found out the cause of the inflammation, they've been able to quench it. But that is the inflammation part. I'm not saying it cures the disease, okay? But what they've quenched it with, I'm not kidding you now, sir, is a tablespoon of fish oil twice a day, taken with vitamin E as the mixed tocopherols, never ever just plain alpha tocopherol, 800 units. And the vitamin E is because with that much fish oil, it can over time create a condition called lipid peroxidation, which affects cell membranes. And the vitamin E totally prevents that. So that's what the vitamin E is doing. It's not quenching inflammation. So anyway, that would be something to try in any inflammatory problem, namely, it does cut down on the inflammation, but I'm not, and that may help with the symptoms, but I'm not going to tell you it cures ankylosing spondylitis or anything. I am going to tell you it helps reduce inflammation, and that can help with pain and other symptoms.
So I
Now,
should be taking the vitamin E regardless with my fish oil then, huh?
I'm sorry, I missed that, sir. Well, you said what?
I said I'll up the dosage, but I also should be taking vitamin E with that, it sounds like.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And again, it's quite safe to go to 2 tablespoons a day. I would not go past that. 3 or 4 tablespoons a day, you might bleed excessively if you got cut accidentally.
All right, thank you.
One other thing, sir. I fortunately happen to have a copy of Dr. Gaby's textbook called Nutritional Medicine. And while we were talking, I was slightly mixed up because I thought I'd look something up for you, and I thought I'd heard something from Dr. Gaby, and let me just quote his book. I have administered metronidazole with apparent benefit to a few patients with ankylosing spondylitis. Metronidazole treatment was based on the theory that some autoimmune diseases are caused by an amoebic infection. Now, when Dr. Gaby says he has used a treatment with benefit, even for a few patients, I believe the man. This guy, he is rigorous about his research and his patient care. He's no longer in practice, but still, he doesn't tell us anything because he's trying to sell us anything. So you might check with the natural medicine doctor and look at that. It's in Dr. Gaby's textbook. Metronidazole is a prescription. It does kill amoebes. It does have a few side effects. You might look that up online. But it looks like there may be something else you could try, sir. Oh, and by the way,
thank you.
Also in his book, some folks with ankylosing spondylitis, 24 of them, high-dose omega-3 fatty acids. And what do you know, the disease activity decreased 32%.
Okay, great. Thank you.